Day 169, in the garden. You see, have to goes against the eternal part of us that was made to live free forever, as quoted from the book Victor Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 178. I had a friend whom was at the end of his life. He was one of those guys who had lived a long, exciting, and amazing life to boot. The end seemed to be dragging out, as often happens for those who are just ready to go. This friend knew he was going to heaven and was tired. He was tired of being sick and just wanted to rest in the arms of his God. But the end was so slow in coming. We were sitting talking one afternoon in his room at the hospice where he was waiting to die. He said to me, "Why is it so hard to die?" What a great question. I really didn't have a good answer for him. He probably wasn't looking for an answer anyways. Sometimes just talking helps get the frustration level down to where we can manage it at times. Since that conversation, I've thought long and hard about my friend's question. I think I know why passing from this life can be such a tedious endeavor. We were made to live forever. You see, God made us to live in the Garden of Eden and dwell with Him for all eternity. Sin, through disobedience, came into the picture and everything changed. One of the biggest changes was the fact that death would be part of the lives of every living creature on earth. What a shock to the system that change was. Can you imagine how our bodies reacted to that kind of change? One moment, every cell in our being was wired to make life happen in ways we can only dream about today. The next moment, decay started happening. Just thinking of that massive change saddens my heart so. I think that is but a fraction of the pain God feels over this situation. Here's what the Bible says about how God feels about the pain that His children feel. Since my people are crushed, I am crushed. I mourn, and horror grips me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is there no healing for the wound of my people? Oh, that my head were a spring of water, and my eyes a fountain of tears. I would weep day and night for the slain of my people. Jeremiah 8:21-9:1, New International Version. What a powerful view into the throne room of God. Oh, how He misses you and me. It is no wonder He would do all He has done to make a way for us, to make it possible for us to live in the status of a victor, even though we have done so much to reject Him. Simply put, He loves us. That's why He hates the things we turn to in this world to try to fill that empty feeling we have as a result of being out of the garden. Nothing will ever replace Him, yet we continue to try. This just prolongs our agony as we attempt to find ourselves in ways God never intended for us to even try. As we get caught in the trap of relying on this world to make us feel we are okay, that place of eternity that is in us all cries out in ways that makes us think we have no hope. Reality is that apart from God, we don't have any hope. He is the only balm for the pain we feel at being stuck in a finite situation with infinite possibilities bubbling just under the surfaces of our lives. That's what made me think about it being hard to die is such a natural course of action. We were never meant to die. Our bodies fight for all they are worth to try to keep us alive even when we are ready to go home. What does this have to do with the discussion of victor living versus victim thinking? Pretty simple. Victim thinking, like death, was never supposed to be what this body would ever experience. We were made to live in a place filled with a perpetual reality of victor living. Instead, we are trapped for a time in a place where we have to fight to try to make sense of what victor living could be given all the things that come against us in victimizing ways. What's a victor to do? I believe we are to live this life with as much passion, zeal, and ambition as God gives us. Live life fully, not to prove we are victors, but to show the rest of the world that there is more than just what we do here with this short time we have here in this life. For now, we have to live with the belief that we are victors, even when our circumstances seem to be saying otherwise. But rest assured, that kind of belief won't be required when we are taken back to the Garden of Eternity. There, our bodies will live forever, and our status as a victor won't be something we will ever be tempted to work for. In the meantime, we get up, take another step, believe we are all God says we are, and do what is before us with the joy of knowing that we are loved by this God that calls us His children.